What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is On the Market with Trade Doc, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs to see what's moving the market and see what opportunities are available. Today is April 25th, 2021. It's about 7:30 p.m. Our futures opened up, but I'm not looking at the futures. I'm just going to go through the list of ETFs. Just want to touch upon the crypto market, where the crypto market looks like it's bouncing and stabilizing. Everything's been down between 30 to 50%. Some of them are down more within the last few days. So like I was explaining before, it's hard to find a new count until there's a trend change. But right now the trend is to the downside on most of the cryptos. Now Bitcoin is at 49,000 even. Had another drop down to 47,027. Now it's back up to 48,99. So we'll see if it can hold there, or if it's gonna test some new lows. I do like this. Expanding wedge structure that it's creating, and that's pretty much for all the cryptos. So usually this is pretty bullish. Structure's got to look a little bit different from that, but right now this is more of a ascending wedge rejection. Now it's kind of consolidating, finding where's the next support level. And I don't track Bitcoin, but I always look at, see where the price is. Now it's kind of retracing. Could hit the 42,000 level. But without moving on, let's just look at Bitcoin Cash, 759. Retracing, backed off of 1,200, which it's recent highs. If it can create another bottom, that'd be bullish, but right now it's on a bearish trend. So we just gotta see where all the cryptos, what level they're gonna stabilize at to take another leg up. I don't think there's gonna be a lot of liquidation coming out of cryptos in the next few months. And if it is, it's going to be brief. Well, without further ado, let's just get into the broad 32 ETFs. First, we'll start with USO, trading at 42.46. They were up almost 1% on Friday. Kind of negative for the week. Volatility is on the lower end. So, like I said, could probably see prices just a retracement. Prices keep on continuing up. Maybe retest the 44s. Next, XOP. That's the oil and gas ETF sector. Same thing, they've kind of been wedging down. This week was negative due to Monday's open. After that, they kind of just consolidated the rest of the week. They kind of bounced off of this level where I thought they would. So, I mean, the next level, I think it'd be more towards the upside with gas explorers. But again, this is kind of just cyclical. It's not something that I don't want to invest long term for a trade. Yeah, maybe, and I can see XOP take a bounce. Or consolidate lower between the 78.670s and 72s. Next is IOIH, and they're trading at 176.11. And last week I thought they'd start going to the upside, but instead they retreated down on and they were down pretty much close to 8% at one point. Volatility is pretty low. OIH kind of like a consolidation trade. I see a lot of consolidation here. But with the low volatility, it's pretty much a calendar spree going in there. Next is UNG Natural Gas. Was down almost 1%, trading at 10.06. And they've been curling up, so we can probably see higher prices in the next couple of months. And that's with UNG, probably going to go test the 1155s. Next is XLE, energy sector. They've been straight up consolidating sideways. Their point of control as of last week is a little bit lower. Volatility is on the lower end of the scale. And the companies behind it are also been consolidating on the lower end of the scale. So maybe the energy sector might see a leg down to retest the 44s and the 42 level. And I'm actually just going to mark that 44 and 42 level for next week. Or upcoming weeks. Next is XLU, and XLU, the volatility is actually on the higher end, so good to be selling premium. All-time highs were this week, looks like on Wednesday, of 68.05, so probably going to see some consolidation sideways between the 69s and the 65s. Next is XLI. They again been continuing to pump. Had an all-time high on Friday of 101.82. With the material prices and stuff like that, there's no reason why this can't continue to move up at this slope. And it's got a 13% slope, which is pretty good. Next is XLB, material sector. They kind of going along with the XLI, kind of been traveling on that same path, 11% slope, forming this dragon head, I call it, which always has a retracement, and you see higher prices, so we'll be seeing higher prices at XLB. Next, XME. The material, the metals and mining, and they've been holding that support, that the prices of $40. Right now they're trading at $40.94. Could probably see this come down to $36. But prices are supported up there. Next is the MJ sector, and they've been coming down, trading at 21.15. They were up almost 3% on Friday. So it could have caught a bid at the end of the week. So we can see more consolidation of this between the 26 and 19.50. Right now they're at 21.50. Next is XBI. This looks like it might have caught a bid, kind of rolling up. Could be consolidating some more between 141 and 126, but we'll see how that runs. Like I said, I've been trading mostly indices and stocks within these ETFs, so really haven't really been doing the slow-moving ETFs. Next is XLV, which is at its all-time high of 123.68. All-time high is 123.96. And behind there, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer, they've been pushing it up. But I can see XLV sector start to move down, especially, you know, I have plans as far as what type of trading I'm going to be doing in the next cycle. Next is the retail sector. They're trading at 93.28. We need to get more news out of the retail sector. I mean, they've been doing very well. They pretty much doubled since September of last year. So September of last year, they're trading at 48. That the lows of 48, now they're trading at 93.28. So that's a double for the retail sector. So people are buying things. Next is XLP, trading at 69.57. And Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Coke, and Pepsi, they've kind of been working this. And the other companies that have been in here, I have actually been moving this sector a little bit more than those four majorly held companies in the ETF. The valuations might have changed, but I can see like a little bit of a retracement coming on. Maybe retest the 68.60s. Next is XLY. That's consumer discretionary. Trading at 177.82. Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's have been dominating. Have pushed this a lot more. 26%. The ETF has moved 26% since March 8th. At the same time, yeah, they've moved 22%, and the ETF has moved 18%. So Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's are the ones that are moving that one. Next is the semiconductors. They've been consolidating since December, pretty much all year, between 122 and 156. So been kind of trapped in that price channel, kind of at the top upper end of it. So it's been some accumulation, some trading been going on during all that time. Next is IYR, the real estate sector, and they've just been screeching up high since January. They're up 16%. And the real estate sector, you can see continuation to move up, kind of just consolidation, continuation to the upside. Next is the banks, XLF. It's been consolidating since February. Trading at 35.38. All-time high was 35.99. The earnings coming out, we'll see how this plays out, but there'll be more upside with the banks, I believe. Next is the bonds, TLT, trading at 140.06. Their low was in March at 132.72. And these also look like this wants to continue trading to the upside. Next is gold, GLD, trading at 166.40. And they pretty much confirmed my thoughts of higher prices. So we can see gold most likely we'll see gold continue to drift up in this price channel. So whether it's cyclical or people are looking to hide cash or conserve cash, gold is catching a bid, trading in this channel. So next price, if we're gonna look at the top the channel, next price range should be around 170s for gold. Right now they're trading at 166. Next is GDX. They've also caught a bid high or low, and this one's a continuation of a run. Could go to retest the 3850s. Right now it's at 3606. Next is UUP, and the US dollar is getting crushed. If they get crushed over the weekend and over the next couple of days, we'll see the crypto market go up and then a lot of other things. So good and bad news. Next is the Qs. The Qs kind of made a big support area around the 313 area. We can see it maybe retest the 319 and then continue to move up. Right now they're trading at 339. All-time highs was 342.61. Next is IWM. The small caps, they've been in the consolidation pretty much all year. So not much action going on here. And they've been consolidating, yeah, pretty much all year since January. Trading that price box. We'll see if they can break out of it. Right now they're a little bit, they're kind of like in the middle at 225.76. The top range is 233. The lower range is 206. Next is the SPY. SPY made an all-time high of 418.25. Right now trading at 416.72. Kind of drew back in the after hours, looks like. Yeah. So you can see a little bit of retest, but they keeps on bumping up. So I don't see why they couldn't, the SPY can't break above and make all-time highs all next week. Next is China, FXI, and they're kind of like poking their heads out, I call it. So they should see higher prices by next week. So I'm just kind of putting in a drawing there. So she should see high prices next week, probably be testing around the 48.80s. Right now they're trading at 47.60. Next is India, INDA, trading at 40.05. Kind of looking like the crypto market a little bit. So if it is kind of bouncing and looking for some sort of support, I'll probably see it at the 38.34s. Next is RSX, and they've been consolidating all year. And again, they look like they want to break up. Now trading at 26.66, all-time high was 27.21. Next is EFA, it's the Eurozone, trading at 79.07, all-time highs was 80.45, and I can see more consolidation happening in this, in between the 81s and 76s. Next is EEM. emerging markets. They kind of made a double bottom. Should see higher prices, maybe going to test the 56 and 57s. Next is Mexico, EWW. They made an all-time high of 47.39. So they've been doing good. Last but not least is EWZ, trading at the upper range, trying to find support to make another leg up. They're trading at 35.54. Next stop would be around the 37s. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining me. Hope you find your spot in the markets. Mostly doing options because I do a lot of consolidation trading. I make more money by the stock not moving much. So on consolidations is what calls my attention. Breakouts. I trade all sorts of, I have a few different strategies, but for the most part, consolidations I like because they kind of like just set and forget it, and I can build on those positions, add a lot more to them where the price doesn't have to do much, where it's a little bit boring. Then again, the volatility has to be there. Well, hope you all have a good week. Hope this helps. Be sure to catch the video on Theta TV. The tag would be Trade Doc. All right, peace.